Okay, let's begin. Want to begin with a Cohen as to whether he can live in Chutzlarts. Okay? So, there's a Gemara in Maseches Nazir on Daf Nun Dalim and Beis. The Mishnah on Nun Dalim and Af lists off different types of tuma that a Nazir does not have to Megaleach on. Normally, a tumis mace, if a nazir becomes tummy through tumis mace, he has to shave. But there are a series of tumas, Mishnah lists off, that he doesn't have to be metame. And one of them is tumis eretz amin, where we have the introduction that the Chachamim instituted tuma on chutzlars. And it's, of course, it's the Rabbanah, but it will not cause a nazir to megaleach if, in fact, he went to Chutzlarts. Now, the reason why the Rabbanon, the Rosh and Tosis point out here on the Dalim and Beis, the reason why the Rabbanon instituted Tuma on the land, the Gush, Lamaisa, or actually the airspace, because the Gemara has a Shiler on the Dalim and Beis, what is the nature of Eretz Amin? Mishum Avira Gazru Aleha? The Rabbanan make tuma on Eretz Amim Chutzlarts on account of the airspace, or Dilma Mishum Gusha Gazrala, or is it because of the tuma on account of the soil? And if it was because of the Avira, Rosh and Tosis point out here on the Daf here on the Amud that it was to discourage Yidim to go to Chutzlarts. They wanted to keep people going to Eretz Israel, staying in Eretz Yisrael, so that was one reason. Or do you say, Mishum Gusha Gazrala, that there were graves all over the place? The non-Jewish nations did not always bury their dead in marked graves and cemeteries, and consequently, any places in the lands might theoretically be a grave site. So, and the Rosh actually points out, as the Shittim Gubetza says, that concern might also be on marked Jewish graves as well. So, the question is, what is the nature of the tumah? Was it out? Was it put on the airspace to keep people in Eretz Yisrael and not go to Chutzlarts? Or was it because of the tumah Eretz Yisrael was out to the gush, out to the land? And that's a shiloh in the Gemara. I want to just point out, it's a bit of an aside, but let's just get it quickly. There is an isser for any Jew to leave Eretz Yisrael and to go to Chutzlarts. That's a Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And you are allowed to go, Tosus writes there in Avodah Zarah, you are allowed to go Litzorach Parnasa, Litzorach marriage, or Litzorach Talmud Torah. But Tosus quotes there as to the Amanas Lachzor. On the condition of going, you go L'maisa to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And then Tosa says any mitzvah would suffice. Tosa says there in Avodah Zarah, you give him enough. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chol HaMoed says even visiting a friend is enough of a mitzvah. They say that any place where Bavadia Zatzal went when he traveled in Chutzlarts, he would always teach Torah. Even to Yidim who didn't know Torah, he would teach them Aleph Beis. That's also a mitzvah kala, the Rambam writes, to learn Hebrew, learn Lashon HaKodesh, because we wanted to make sure that he always had that heter. But Rav Serevnik Shlita, one of my Rebbeim, is a great Gaon in Eretz Yisrael, who's in Shalbim and in Machon Leiv, he wanted to say perhaps the Isser is only on B'nai Eretz Yisrael to leave. Meaning if you're a Ben Chutzlarts that is visiting, I guess Ben Chutzlarts defines you where you live and how many days Yontif, or not necessarily how many days Yontif, but where you live. The Gemara has a case in Gittin and I involved in Bez, and one of the Amoroyim was Malav, the other Amorim to Bavel, and he stopped at the border because he didn't want to leave. Rashi has a Lashon there in Gittin and I involved Bez, also a B'nai Eretz Yisrael. This could be Rashi just being Mazur with the Gemara, but he wanted to say maybe Rashi saying the Din, the whole Isser is only on B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the case might be, I want you to know that there's a general Isser, and what is the reason of that Isser? So, the Rashbam in Bava Basra in Sadi Alfaman says, because you're mafkir yourself from mitzvahs, trumas and maestras. And the Tosfos Rid in Gittin and Chesem and Afsim to say you're mafkir yourself from living in Eretz Yisrael. Like the Rabban says, there's a mitzvah chiyuv is to live in Eretz Yisrael. If you leave your mafkir yourself in that mitzvah. But the Gaon has that the whole Isser is only limited to Kohanim, based on this principle, that a Kohen cannot go to Chutz Lars because of Tumah Eretz Am. So it could very well be, in Simin Shin Samech Tes, the Bach in the Os Beis and the Prishin, Sifkat and Gimal, Pina Marshal, and the Taz I gave you in Sifkat and Dal, and the Shach and Sifkat and Beis, they all say there's an Isser for Kohanim to go to Chutz Lars Mishum Tumah Eretz Amim, but that's only Bizman Shayutara spirits Israel. That's only when the Jewish people were Noe Taris. Nowadays we're not Noe Taris. They were Noe Taris in the Chumra Gozer Chutzar Tzuma because the Nachrim Lamaisa were not Makbid to bury their mason B'Makam Mesuyam. So therefore, the Bach and the Prishal, Pi the Marashah, the Taz and Shach are all Makel that a Kohen can live in Chutzar because that was Din is only Bizman Shayutara spirits Israel. However, the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat and Dal, the quotes from the Shus Yankiv, who claims not that way, that the Tumas Eretz Am is Noheges Gambi Amenu, the Harif, Va'arosh, Va'atur, Va'shochrach, Va'arav, Va'agah, the Ramah, the Itikhu Dinim Elu La'alachim. It's Mashmid Nogin Af Bizman Azeh, Ach Rabim Chokolov. So the Shus Yankiv is quoted as saying that this din still applies. And Rebbe Kivager writes here on the spot, that nowadays Kohanim are not makbid on this, and the Sfarim may be because of Mekah, because of Parnasa, or because everyone may be Tmei Mesim anyway. There is a sheet of the Ravid, which I wanted you to see. Very important Ravid. We don't hold like it, but just to note that there's a sheet. The Ravid is of the opinion in Hilchos Naziris that since everyone anyway is Tmei Mesim Bizman Hazeh anyway, the Ravid is Perakei Alocha Tevav. I'll read you the very end of Lashon. He says, everyone's become Tomei Meis one time in their life at least. They have no Chiyuv Tumah once they're Tomei, because he passed like Rabban, the Gemara, in Nazar. So a Kohen could go to medical school, and anyways, Machayev them has to bring a Raya. So that Ravid Lamais is really a collector's item, which we don't really Paskin like, but could be Rebbe Kivager is referring to that. Anyway, I don't know, he doesn't quote the Ravid, but he has that Lashon. And Rebbe Avadia Lamaisa, Rebbe Avadia writes in Chelik Beis, Ayin Tes, Amud Ayin Tes, in Chazon Avadia, that we can be make up either Chsam Sofer, B'Shem Taisel, Tzarech Parnasa, Talmud Torah, getting married, it's mutter for a Kohen to go to Chutz Laretz. He says, after the Churban Bayis, there's so many Mesim even in Eretz Yisrael, we don't know the graves. Mali Eretz Yisrael, Mali Chutz Laretz, regarding this Nakuti, he says. So he's, you know, what he says, what's the problem? So therefore, that's the general approach that we would assume that a Kohen is allowed to live in Chutz Laretz. But I want you to get this down. The Yisodei Halacha says that he heard that Rav Shlomo Zalman says you should be chayshish with the Shus Yankiv. That Bizman Hazeh, there is an Isser Tumah of Eretz Amin, and therefore be an usher for a Kohen to go to Chutz Laretz. Besides the Isser that applies that we mentioned, every person. The Gaon says that whole Isser is only limited to a Kohen. But Lamaisa, what is it based on? What are the two sheetahs, whether it's Mutter or Asr, based on? So the Yisodei Halacha wants the Taina that it might be totally on that Shiloh in the Gemara. Is it based on the Avir, or is it based on the Gush? Or is it based on the land? Because Lamaisa, if you hold that nowadays there's no two merits of Amim, then you're focusing on the Xeris because of the Gush, the land, like the Shachatase and the Goyim are no covering the flame everywhere. And Lamaisa, it could be Halach Lamaisa, that if you make a Xerah of two merits of Amim, you make the Xerah not just because of the Gush, but because of the Avira, it really has nothing to do with the fact that they're covering the flame. It happens. It has to do with our relationship to the diaspora, to Chutz Laretz, as a makom tumah in a general way. So if that's the case, he wants to say the Yisodei Halacha that if you hold the nature of the Gzeiras out Avir, so if it's based on Avir, then maybe it should apply Bizman Hazeh. Maybe it should apply even Bizman Hazeh nowadays. Because if you say it's based on the Gush, the land, okay, you have like a Bavadi's comment, well, there's burial places all over Eretz Yisrael too after the Korban. So what's really the difference? So that gives room to be matur. But if you hold that it's on the Avir, which is not necessarily connected with, you know, Kovrim Niflayim, you know, their Nafels, it just has to do with our relationship towards Golis, then maybe it's Shaykh the same Shaykh Mizman said. And therefore, maybe it would be a problem. So, and that's what we said from Shlomo Zalman. That's the pashas of the Pesachei Tshuva, that you should be chayshish with the Shvus Yankov. Even though he says Rabbi Machokin Allah, but the way he quotes it, the Shvus Yankov, the Pesachei Tshuva seems to say that, you know, we should do it. So I want you to get that down and that Yisodei Halacha on that din, and therefore we're Mekel, Halacha Lamaisa. But it's an interesting concept, you know, that a Kohen that, living here, maybe to make Aliyah, and a conversely, a coin that's living here in Eretz Yisrael, maybe not to do Yeridah. Okay, let's now move to the din of Ohel Mace. We learned yesterday that a coin cannot be Metam Lamace through Maga Masa and being in the same Ohel. So let's try to be Magdir exactly what is an Ohel Mace. Now, obviously, it means a tent where there's a mace under it, but it means a little bit more than that, a lot more than that, Poshim Shad. The Mechaber writes in Siman Shinai and Aleph Sif Aleph, Asu lekoin likanes takas ohel, shemes tachtov, afilu hu gadol harbe, huge tent. Vafilu lebayis acher, house right next to it. Ola aliyah acheret, or another story, hapsuchim leoso bayis benekiv. If it's open to that house where the mace is, benekev sheesh bo tefach al tefach, where it has a whole tefach al tefach, ubayis, l'oso bayis ad oilum. So even though it's not under the structure of the tent, but if it's connected with a hole that's a tefach by a tefach, then we assume the mechaber passes like all the Rishonim, that's what the Torah writes based on the Mishnayos and Olos, that all a mace is not just the chutzur or the auditorium or the place where the mace is, but it's even rooms or auditoriums that are next to it, that are samach to it, and lamais, even if they might be far from the mace, but the bottom line is, if there's a poseach tefach, which means an opening of a hole, la'ol ha'meis, it has a din of ol ha'meis, that building next to it. And it would be usher for a coin to go next to that side building that is right nearby. So, we want to present now two approaches, says the Sefer Yisodei Halacha, how to view these buildings that are next door. How do we view that? Do we view them as mamish oil ha-meis? As if al pi din, the mace is in those buildings? Or no? Or maybe you could suggest that those places are not mamish the chefs of oil ha-meis, but since they are mechuber to the oil ha-meis, even though they are there, they keep their own identity, but because they're connected, we also say that a coin can't go in that building as well. So the two approaches are, is it, does a mamish halachically become a chefsa of an oil amace? Or do you say, no, it retains its own identity, but at the same time, because it is connected, it will be usher for the coin to go ahead to go in, but it's not called mamish a chefsa shel an oil. So l'nafkamina would be as follows, and let's get it. Nafkamina would be, would this be an issur d'oraisa for the kohen to go into those side buildings? Or would it only be midrabanan? And the pashut shot is that if you assume that they're not considered to be the chefsa lemaisa, they're not considered to be the chefsa of the actual ohel itself, then it's mistaber lemaisa that it would be only what? It would only be midrabanan. If you hold the mice that it's a chefs of the OL, that will be asum in atayr. If it's only asum in the Rabbanon, Poshim Shad is not the chefs of the OL, and therefore, the mice, it's only exeir the Rabbanon, kind of like Sof Tum Malatzis, God willing, that we'll get to, and therefore, we would only asur min Rabbanon. So if you hold, like the first approach, that it's a chefsa, that it's a bona fide Tumid Yeraisa. If you hold that it retained its own identity, it's just next to it, then we would asur as exeir. So what are the sheetahs in the Gedolei HaPoskim? So the Rama writes in Siman Shin Ayin Bei Sif Aleph, he quotes the din of the Trumas Hadeshim. You have a city that's surrounded by walls, and there are many gates in those walls, multiple gates, 5-6 gates, and there's a mace inside the city, in a building inside the city. You don't know which gate the mace is going to be taken out of. So, says the Ramah B'Shem, the Trumas Adeshim, Kohen HaShochei Bo'ol Mace V'no Deshiesh Lo Sham Mace, Sarach Lotzeis Miyad. He has to leave immediately. Kefishu. You have a Kohen that's sleeping in the same oil that someone dies, you got to get him out of there immediately, even if he's naked. Kavod HaBrios are not Dochi Surah D'Oraisa. Afilu Nimsa Orem Bo'osos Man. Kevin She'etzim Shehiya Sham Asuru B'Lav Min HaTer. The Kohl's Man, he stays in there every second is in this Alav Min HaTer. So whether he has clothes or not, it doesn't make a difference. And then the Ramah continues. Kol zeh v'tumah d'oraisa. Aval b'derabanan ein sarach latzis miyad. Ela yochel lislavish tchila, can get dressed first. Al pli haklal yadu in brachas. Gadol kavod rabbeinu shedocha do lotasish v'torah. It means what? It means here, l'maisa, for our purposes, issur d'rabanan. So, it's mashma from the Ramah. What would be the din if you're sleeping, l'maisa, in a building next door or a house next door? What would you say from that Ramah? Simplest reading of the Ramah. What would you say? Halach l'maisa. You have to be sleeping in the Ohel HaMeis. Mashma, if you were not under the same Ohel HaMeis, it was a building next door, maybe you don't have to wake him up. Because why? That building next door is deemed as Tuma Midrabanan. And Kavod HaBrios is Docha Midrabanan. So you don't even have to wake him up. If you woke him up, you could what? Tell him to get his clothes on. And the Shach, in two places, I want you to get it down. I gave it to you in the Mara Mekaymis. The Shach, in two places, says, Pashup Shad, and Shinai and Al Sifkot and Ches, and Shinai and Beis Sifkot and Beis. The Shach, in two places, seems to say, Shebechol Makom Shinamamish Ol Ameis, Beinu Pasuach Ol Ameis, B'tefach, Omidin Sof Tumulatzes, the Tumah is Midrabanan Bilvad. Meduik in the Shach very strong like that because he always stresses the emphasis on the Ol Shemes Besocho as opposed to a Makom that's Samach Ol Ameis. And accordingly, the Bir Hetev in Orachayim in Simen Kufcha Vav Sivkan He says if you have a Kohen that's davening for the Omid and it turns out that there's someone that dies in the house next to the Shul and there's a hole, it's open, you don't tell him until he finishes his tefillah. Because the tomb is only the Rabbanah. If it was too many rites, you tell him to get out of there right away. Since it's too many Rabbanah, you let him finish his tefillah. So it's clear from the Pashup Shad and the Ramah, and the Shach, Pashup Shad and the Bir Hetev speaks it out, that the Shach, Lamais, is of the opinion that buildings that are Samach, La'ol, Shemes, are only mid Rabbanah. However, the Mishnah Brura in Simen Kufla Vav, Sifkat Yid Aleph, says as follows. In that scenario, Im efshol listom apsochim v'chalonu shol beis haknesses o beis shol bayis shemesham v'af b'sheish od tumah d'rabbanan ein tzarach lehodiyo l'shatz ad shigmar tefilaso. Plug up the hole, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because what do you accomplish by plugging up the hole? What do you accomplish by plugging up the hole? Then it becomes tumah d'rabbanan. However, if you don't plug up the hole, it's tumah d'oraisa. You'd have to tell him. So it seems to be, l'maisa, that the Mishnah Berurah understood, l'maisa, as opposed to the Bir Hetev, that this type of tumah is in fact what? Is in fact midiraisa. And if you look in the Shari Tshuva there, also, he quotes, like the Havana and the Mishnah Berurah and the Shach, that when it comes to what? These homes, Lamaisa, these homes are diraisa, and as opposed to Sof Tumah Latzitz, which we'll get to, Gadolin is only tumah d'rabbanan. So you have the Mishnah Berurah and the Shari Tshuva that are mazbe the Shach, that the Shach seems to say it's diraisa. It's a Pella, because the Ramah, the Pashup Shad and the Shach is the Rabbanan, and who says it's the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham in Shin Mem Gimel Rachem Sifkan Aleph says, he, even though he himself is Cholik on the Shach, I want you to get that down, but he presents the Shach saying that in fact the tomb is only the Rabbanan. The houses next to the Poseach Tefach, tomb of the Rabbanan Bilvad. It's a Pashup Shad Lashon the Shach. Even though the Magen Avraham is Marich to be Cholik on him, and he claims that it is tomb of the Yeraisa, but the bottom line is, there's a machlokes amongst gedolei achron. What's pshat and shach? Is the tumah of the batim that are psuchim all amazed? The rice of the rabbanim. Push pshat of the shach and the avon of the magen avram is that it's considered to be in the push pshat of the shach and the avon of the magen avram in pshat and shach says tumah the rabbanim. So says the Bir Hetev. Suppose the Mishnah Berurah and Shari Tshuva Lamaisa, and the Magen Avraham himself claims that the tomb is Deraisa. So what is this Lamaisa based on? Halacha Lamaisa. What is it based on? So it's based on this Shaila. If you assume it's a Chefsa, then it's tomb of Deraisa. If you assume it's considered to be not a Chefsa, just because it's what? Next to it, then the tomb is Derabanan. How do we paskin? So the Sharachum and Shinai and Gimel Sifkat and Gimel paskins the following. He's mechalik between homes that are psuchim lamaisa, that are psuchim to the ol shemes, as opposed to sof tumalotzis. By bias that are smuchim, he claims that it's a tumid yiraisa. By sof tumalotzis, says the rabbanon. So that's what the Ramosha and Chelakav Simon Memches in Yordea paskins lahalacha too, that we assume this tumma is midyaraisa. So that's a very big chiddush. But I want you to get it down, because as I said, the Pesach Shana Shach is the Rabbanon, but it seems that Pesach Tshuva and Rav Moshe both hold that these cases will be a tumid raisa. So basically, at the end of the day, our hagdar of all the mace is not just the all that has the mace, but it will extend to what? Buildings that are connected to it, as long as there's an opening. Okay? That's what we're going to say, halacha l'maisa. Now we move on to sof tumalotzis. The Mishnah says in Olo, Seper Zayin Mishnah Gimel, Habayis, Hameis Babayis, God for Golos Pesachim Harbe. There are a lot of doors. Kulam Tmeim, they're all Tmei. Because the doors might be closed at that time, you don't know which, if you go out under the awning, out the entranceway, you don't know which door. However, Niftach Echeman, Mishnah says, once one of those doors are open, who Tmei, that entranceway is Tmei, the Kulam Tired, and the other ones are Tired. So if you had Kalim there, if you have Kalim in those entranceways, the Kalim that would be there would be Tomei. And Halacha Lamaisa, if there's a bias Samach to that Pesach, there's nothing separating them, the bias would be Tomei also, Halacha Lamaisa. So the Shaila is Sof Tuma Lotzis, you don't know which door you're going to take the mace out of, is that Tuma Derabban or Tuma Deraisa? So for that, there's a Stir in Rashi's. Rashi in Beya on Daf Yudam and Aleph writes Beferish. Rashi in Beya Daf Yudam and Aleph says that Sof Tuma Lotzis is a Tuma Midrabanan. And later in the Masechta towards the end of Lamed Chesem and Aleph, Rashi says that it's the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, which we know is Deraisa. So it's a blatant steer in Rashi whether Sof Tuma Lotzis is a Tuma Midrabanan or Tuma Deraisa. How do we solve the steer in Rashi? So the Shidu Megabed says, I don't solve it. It's a stira. And we pass them like Daf Lamed Ches, that it is Deraisa. Okay. That's the Shidu Megabed in Bey and Daf Yudam and Aleph. However, let's suggest three different Shatim to try to answer the stira in Rashi. The Pnei Oshu in Bey and Yudam Aleph says there's no stira. You have to treat each Rashi on its own. On Daf Yud, we're discussing the Din of Breira. Beis Hillel holds by topics that are the bottom, Yesh Breira. We mentioned it briefly, Breira. You guys remember when we mentioned it? I don't remember myself now. The Shach said it. Do you remember? The Shach said Yesh Breira. Remember we said the Psak and the end of Bay is on topics of the Rabbanan, Yesh Breira, topics of the Rice or Ein Breira? You have a barrel of wine, right? It's all Tevel. You can drink and drink and drink till the very bottom and say it's Hubra Dabra Mafre, that the stuff on the bottom is Trumas and Maisras. But we paskin that Yesh Breira only works on topics of the Rabbanan. You remember where that Shach was? I don't remember. All right, we have to chazer. Okay? But whatever it is, Rashi's dealing with Davyud, that sheet of Basil, that on topics of the Rabbanan, you hold Yesh Breira. So that's why he says that it's the Rabbanan over there. Whereas at Daf Lamed Ches, we're going like Rabbi Oshia, who holds that by Tuma, Basil holds Ein Breira. So therefore, if it's a topic that's the Araisa, then he hold Ein Breira. So he therefore Rashi says on Lamed Ches, it's the Araisa. So there's no problem, Omaisa. It depends which sheet you're holding like. That's the answer to Pnei Oshua. Second answer is given by the Yad Avram, Al Pi Shara Melech. Then on Daf Lamed Ches, we're talking about Breira mid Araisa. So Lomaisa, he doesn't mean to say that the institution of Sof Tumalot is the Araisa. It's a topic that could be the Araisa. It's a topic, Lomaisa, the Iker of Tum is the Araisa. The application of Sof Tumalotz is the Rabbanan. So for our purpose of Breira, as long as it's from a family or a category that's the Araisa, you hold what? Ain't Breira. In order to say Yesh Breira, has to be a din that's purely the Rabbanan. Purely Mamish. Purely Mamish the Rabbanan. That's the second answer, the out of Rome, Alpida Sharmelk. And number three is the Yesodei Halacha himself. Yesodei Halacha wants to say, very interestingly, Lemaisa, he wants to say that the only time we say Halacha Moshe Messina D'Yaraisa, we always limit the Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. That's only when you know for sure which derech the mace is going to be brought out of. Then I'll say the tomb under that entranceway is the Arisa. But if you're not sure, then it's only going to be a tomb of Midrabanan. Interesting the way he wants to say that answer. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? So now there's a Rashi and Daf Yudam and Af that said there's the Rabanan. I didn't know which entrance. On Lamed Ches, you know which entrance is going through. Just hasn't been gone through yet. So that's the Arisa. And the truth is, the case of the mace in the walled city, you don't know which entrance is going to be taken out of. In that case, we matered that, we said, halacha l'maisa, we matered, at least according to the matirim, the coin to go under the gates of the city, sof tu melatzes, what's going on there? Isn't it halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Yes, it might be, according to that shita, but we limit it. We limit it as much as we can, and therefore we say, we only say it's only Makrashim Tumayotzes Hu Nitar. Only if it eventually goes through that one, the other ones are going to be okay. But that's not Shaykh Bashari Air. That's not Shaykh Bashari Air, and therefore we're not going to apply the Lacha Moshe Mesinai in situations where it's a suffix, you don't know where you're going to take it out. So that's good reason to say, and the truth is if you read Rashi closely in Bay, it's amazing. I'll read you Lashon Yidam and Al, Zelashon. Shegazu chachamim tuma al makom shu derech yitzias atuma shetzofa lotzeis derech sham v'kan ein anu yodim be'ezi yotzienu. He writes a black and white. Hilka kum anu tmeim. We don't know which one. You don't know which one. It's the tuma mid rabbanon. That's the lashon the shach in shinai and al sivkot and ches. The gazu chacham al kol amakaymos shetzof atuma lotzeis keechad v'en yadua derech ezi yotza. When you don't know, it's the rabbanon. When you know, that's going to be a D'Oraisa. So, the Shach, in these two places, Shinai and Aleph, Sifkat and Ches, and Shinai and Beis, Sifkat and Beis, says the concept of Sof Tu Melotzes is the Rabbanon. Because in Shinai and Beis, Sifkat and Beis, the Shach says, the case of the coin, not having any clothes on, and the Ola Meis, he says, the bottom that are next door are the Rabbanon, you don't have to go out Miyad. And also, the Piskei Tshuva and Sifkat and Gimel, says, that's the Avon of Shut in the Shach, that Sof Tu Melotzes is the Rabbanon, and that's the din, halacha l'maisa, that we paskin. However, from the Magen Avraham, it's Ola, let's get it, that Sof Tu Melotzes is the Araisa, and that's what it writes in Arachayim Shimem Gimel Sifkat Nalev, that we're not makabel the Shach that says the Rabbanon, we hold like Rashi, and Daf Lamed Ches, that's the Araisa, halacha l'moshe m'sinah. So what emerges is you have a Machlekes Shach, Magen Avraham, whether Sof Tu Melotzes is the Araisa or the Rabbanon. Now, Lamaisa, you could understand this in one of two ways. Sof Tu Melotzes. Do you look at the future? Or do you say that presently, right now, we consider it to be like an ohel? So the Yesodei Halacha wants to say, if you look at the future, then it's only midrabanan. If you look at the present now, and you claim it's like an ohel, then it'll be asur min hatayir. Okay? So that's what he wants to tie in. And that's how he plugs it in. He says that these two avanas with the nafkamina would be the Tumas Hadeshim by the Sharia Ir. If you hold it's based on Tumas Oil, it's not Shaykh to say that here. Because the gates are not part of the Oil. It's not a building next door. So it's interesting. Even though you say it's the Arisa, the mechanics, the Lomdus is based on Oil, but in the case of Sharia Ir, it's not an Oil, so it'll be Mutter. But if you look at the approach that you look to the future, it's not dependent on Tumas Oil, then even by Shariir, it'll be Asr. So the Ramah writes, in both cases, that he's Mekel. La halacha nifsku shtei deyes b'Ramah. Actually, in the Ramah's note, he quotes both Shittas as a Butter Asr. He's noted to be Mekel in the Piskei Tshuva, in Sifkar Ches, Mishin, the Dog Ramah is Mekel as well. Because we consider it to be different than the Olam Eis. And Taz says the same thing in Sifkar Zayin. The law Arminian Sof Tu Melotzes Tomei Ela, but also Pesach Shemotzim Tchila Mitocha Ohel. Again, he says Mitocha Ohel, Lo Mitocha Avir. Oh, Bosi Yitzin Nitara Ohel. So it's Mashri. He's working with the mechanics of Ohel Ames. So it's interesting. So even though your goal, if you use the mechanics of Ohel Ames, will be that it'll be the Araisa, But at the same time, it gives birth to a kula of Shara Erek is not all. Whereas if you work the mechanics that is the Rabbanan, you would ask for Shara Erek, even though at the end of the day, it's only going to be the Rabbanan. That's an interesting concept. He does point out, though, from Rov Poskin, that Sof Tumalot says, is the Rabbanan, Piskei Tshuva, Mishnah Brura, Piskei Tshuva, Shinai Besefkan Gim, Mishnah Brura, Rechaim Simon, Kufka, Vapsefkan Yad Aleph. And therefore, Lamaisa, we look to the future. And therefore, Lamaisa, if you look to the future, Lamaisa, so if that's the case, based on what I just said, then it should give birth to a Chumra by Shara Eir. Because if you look to the future, shouldn't that be a problem? So he wants to say at the end, maybe he could say not that way. Maybe he could say that even according to the Havana of the future, this Tumah is only but also Pesach Shemotzin Tchilas Ames. Hob also Yitzin Nitara Oyel. Meaning, even according to this approach, Lamaisa, that we said Lamaisa should be usher, because look at the future, maybe there's a little bit of an opening to matter it, Allah Lamaisa, because it was only that Pesach. Maybe. Okay, but nonetheless, this is the Chiddush we want to bring out regarding this din of Sof Tumah Lotzis. Okay. A few other Nikudas I want to mention in Tumah the Tahara, and then we want to move on to Mixes Yom Kekula, Allah Lamaisa. It's interesting that the Pesach Tshuva in Sifkat Aleph talks about a Kohen who's a doctor, going into a Goseh. So we said the Pesach Tshuva quotes from Beis Yaakov, it's Aser. And the Nachla Svi, the Samsover, say it's Mutter, even if there's another doctor around because of Savik Piknuach Nefesh. Savik Piknuach Nefesh, you have to go in there. So that's an interesting concept. Also, I wanted to point out the Tshuva Shevis Alevi, based on the Samsover, says it's Mutter for a Kohen to go to medical school. He says, it's a pella. That's what the Shevet Alevi says. And as we said, it's against Rav Moshe. He doesn't even quote Rav Moshe here, the Shir Ziyam. But I want you to get that Shevet Alevi, Chelik Gimel, Simen Kuf Samachdal, and Rav Avadia, the Chazon Avadia, Chelik Beis, Kohanim Sif, Dalet, Amud Tes. But as we said, from Rav Moshe, we assume not that way, Halach Lomais. Okay. A few other Nikudas I want to just get to. About Kohanim Netuma in Shinai and Aleph Sif Vav, it says Beferish Lamaisa, can a Kohen go into a boat where there's a mace or something that's moving a mace? So here the Maram Rutenberg, the Mordechai and the Rashba write, if the boat is moving, if the boat moves with the Kohen coming in, because there's more weight, then it would be usher. There's more people come on there, it's going to move the tilt the boat. It's usher. And there is a ruler Rabbeinu Meshulam, and I just want to say it's mutter. So the Mechaber paskins lechumra like the Maharam, that it's usher. And the Shach says, even if you're outside Dalet Amos, the mace, it doesn't make a difference. If you're causing the boat to move, it's usher. And the Marshal is mekel like the Gosmonios. However, the Taz is Deiche, the Gosmonios, and we would assume lechumra. Now, what about traveling in a wagon or a train that goes over a Beis HaKfaris? So, the Chubas HaRatzir of Sipes of Frank in Nord Esimin Reish Pei says, Agola, Mekevichi Atzman Nigeris Al Aretz, it's being dragged on the ground, Eina Bechlal Ol Zorik. It's not a movable Ol, which is not an Ol. The Chotzetz is Bevei HaTumah, it blocks the Tumah. So, he says, Ol Zorik is Lav Shmei Ol, which means it's a tent that doesn't mafsik, but here, since it doesn't, it's on the ground, he says it's not bechlal oho. Oho means it has to be over the ground. And Rabbi Avadia writes, also, Rechavis Noisim, Shebederch Nisiyasi Overasal Bezakfaris, Mutul Lekoin Linsoaba Litzorak Parnaso. He can go over Litzorak as Parnaso. And Rabbi Avadia writes in the Chazon Avadia, in Chelik Bey, Sivvav, Amadiyud, Mutul Lekoin Linsoaba Mechainis, it's mutter for a coin to go on a car, which is near the cemetery, which is even in the cemetery, even though it's not 4 amos away from the Beis HaKfaris. We're not choshes that you're going to go on the Kevrim and see us. That's what he writes, Halacha L'maisa. So it comes out, what about a Kohen traveling on a plane with a mace, which we didn't get to yet. So the Shevet HaLevi says, in Chelik Aleph Sim Reish Nun, it's usher for a Kohen to fly in the same plane with a mace, even if it's in the cargo, and even if the mace is your karov. Because you're not Mesasek, Bizman Natisa. And Rav Avadia is cholek very strongly on this in Sifu Ches Omud Nun Aleph, and he says it's a Pella.
says a nifter b'chutzar to malamis arono eretzro b'matos kovar beretzro is a mutter lekoin lekrova. Of course, it's mutter. Nintos also matz prachu tzarich shvi agio arzo lastir is a shichur aron lekanas lekrosh. You're dealing with the mace the whole time. You have to be released. So lemaisa. Normally, we assume if it's in a cargo box and there's a space of tefach between the mace and the top of the box, the tomb is blocked from going up. So that's the reason why they have these kulas, halacha lemaisa. Again, if there's less than a tefach, the tumah shoots straight up through the roof. If there's a space of a tefach, the roof blocks the tumah. Now, Rabbi Avadia writes four different svaras, why you don't have to worry about flying over a Beis HaKfaris. And that's in Amud Nun Aleph in the Rebbe Avadia. He says, Hadavar Poshe, Humutu Lekoin Lalos Lamatos, Nitzol Lamakos Kafso, Afshe Titachen Shatisa Tavor Me'al Beis HaKfaris. It might go over cemetery, I don't know. He says it's Mutter anyway. That's what the Tshuva Tzela Chachma says, and the Tshuva Chelek Levi says as well. Okay? What are the Sfaras? Four Sfaras. Number one, it's a suffix if the plane will ever go over the Beis HaKfaris, number one. Number two, even if it does, Rov Batei HaKfaris are goyim. They're not metamei b'ol. That was a machlokes tanoim, but we had a shita like that, the Rambam said. Number three, he says it's suffix tumi b'rishus harabim, sveiko lahakal. We said the Michos Chinuch and Rosh Hashanah said against that yesterday, that it was not tumi v'tar, it's iser v'heter. And number four, you can mitzarf the shita the Ravid that I had before, that said that the Kohanim is manazer tomei meis, and they're not muzarim in Isser Tumu. So he actually brings that Ravid in as a sneef. Where else does that Ravid come in as a sneef? No maisel. One other time that I wanted to mention that Ravid comes up as a sneef, no maisel, comes up, I saw in the following case, okay, Shita the Ravid in the following case. In Sifches and Shinayan Gimel, Sifches, you know, a Kohen can be metamid to his Krovim. Seven Krovim and his wife as well. Only a wife that has Nisuin, not Kedushin, right? We're learning that din now. But in Sifches it says if the father went off the derech, what's the din? So the Mechaber writes, if he went off the derech, the Kohen should not go to his funeral. If he went off the derech, if he was Harug Ebezdin, Abed Atzmo Das, Velo Lasafek, you're not sure whether it's your father at all. They got mixed up at the birth, Lamaisa, or Tzafek Ben Tisha L'Rishon Ben Shiv L'Akron. So the Bavadia writes, but what happens, Lamaisa? What happens, situation, not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but it's not an Apikairis. He says, there you go to the funeral. I don't want to have a machlekes in the family. He says, because you don't go. What are the svaras that he gives? Number one, the Ravid, that maybe Kohanim, they're ready to tell me mace, there's no Isser. Number two, you don't know if they're really Kohanim. They're only Kohen Chazak and not Kohen Yichus. Right? The Rappaport family we know is Kohen Yuchasim. Sam Sofer sent money to the Rappaport family, Lamaisa, because he knew that every time he meet a Kohen, he'd give a Chameshah Shloim. Some sort of, make sure you use Yetzir Pidya Ben. But Lamaisa, when it came to the Rappaport family, then he gave the money, and that was it. Also, Rabbi Avadia says, he said Kiddush every Friday night, he went to Shul, he's moed with Maisa Bracious. And number four is Mamin Bachlas Hashem. And if there's Mamin Bachlas Hashem, even though he did Averis Chamurus, it doesn't make a difference. For those four Svaras, he said that you should have to go to the cemetery. Only if his Mamin should not be Kairis, Allah Lamaisa. Only if his Mamin should not be Kairis. Now, we know that when a Kohen Lamaisa is Matam Lamais of his relatives, it's a mitzvah. But is it a Hutra or a Dechuya? Meaning, can you be Matam Lekrova when you Lasholol Tzarach Hamais? I don't know the sake of Pitlach of Tehillim. The Ramban and the Rashi, it's Mutter, and Taisim Sochem, and Avtes Mad Ramask, which of Chosso, and Nina Tetvav, and Mizrask, and Ba, and Tais Shan say it's Aser. Funny, we're doing that Sochem in the Shir on Shabbos. We just did that, Taisim. I didn't remember it. He says, only the Tzorach HaMeis. So it's only a Dechuyah. And the Chumas Adeshim says you should be Machmer like Taisus. You should be Machmer like Taisus, that it's only a Dechuyah. So only when you need to be Metameh. Problem is, is that the Mechaber here, Lamais in Shin Ayin Gimel in Sif Hey, says like the Ramban, Kol Eilu Shmatam Nafilu Shalol Litzarech. It's like a Hutra. Then he says Yeshomer in the Dafka Litzarech. But the Ramah writes you should be machmel like the Chumas Adeshin, like on Shabbos. You shouldn't hang around with the Sekhet Pitlach because you can't bury him on Shabbos anyway. Now, if you need to stay there so you won't be mutal b'bizayon, then no mice get there, that's one thing. But Stam, he says, l'mais, you shouldn't hang out there unless you need a l'tzorach ha'kfura or a takrichim. Very interesting din. And in the Pesachei Teshuvah, Sifkon Dal quotes from the Gaon Milisa, who's the Gaon Milisa in the Sivis, in the Siddur, that during the week, you're allowed to be there, l'mais, even though there's other people dealing with it, because they might need you for something. They might need you for something, that's considered to be l'tzorach. Okay, now, also we should mention, and Usher was asking me and Jared about a woman. What's the story with a woman? What's the story with a woman, Halacha L'maisa? Do Benos Kohanim, which have no Isser at all, that's a Mishnah in Kedushin, right? Mishnah says there are three lav that women don't have, Lotakifu, Baltashkas, and the Isser of Tumah L'Kohanim. Mishnah mentions three, Min Chaskinuch says you should mention also the lav of not being afraid in battle, number five. He says, Loiro, Panay Rekam, coming empty handed, Shlosh Rogal. Why did Mishnah mention that? But what do you do about a woman? Gomorezin Daf Kuf, that there's a mitzvah. The son of law, you tell me mitzvah. You don't want to be, we force him. Al Korcha. Maisa Yosef HaKoin, Shemes Ishto Ber HaPesach, Lorotza L'Tameh. Yosef HaKoin, his wife died at HaPesach, he didn't want to become a Tameh. Why not? Because he wanted to do a Korb Pesach. Nimnu Achav HaKoin, and Timu Bal Korcha. They voted and they were Matamim against his will. And that's what the Mechaber says. We're metami against her will here in Siman Shinai and Kimel Siv Yud. So what do you do about girls? Girls have no iser. But does that mean also there's no mitzvah? They have no iser, but is there a mitzvah for them? So the Rambam says, no, there is no mitzvah. And the Rive and the Rosh Hashanah say, yes, there is. They have no iser, but there is a mitzvah. And the Mechaber Paskim's like that. Echara ish, vechara isha. Get it down. Shinai and Kimel Siv Gimel. Says it beferish. Says it beferish. They have a mitzvah. Halacha l'mais. They have a mitzvah without a doubt. Halacha l'mais. Okay. Let's point out real quickly Shinai and Gimel in Siv Zayin. When you say a Kohen has a heter mitame for his relatives, can he mitame for other mason? I don't know. Let's say if a Kohen has been wanting to be on the Chevra Kedisha his whole life. You can't be on the Chevra Kedisha, you're a Kohen. We heard Ari speak so beautifully yesterday. Oh, but his father died, so he's going to be metame to his father. Can even do other mason as well. Okay? Comes up, Lamais. Let's say in the cemetery when he's going to the... You know, when you go to the cemetery, does the Kohen have to make an effort not to be go to the other kfarim? You know, while he's walking to the Levaya, to the Kever, to bury his father. Or should you make... What we do is usually we put the Kohanim on the edge of the cemetery. So, Lamaisa, they only have to go there and not go by the other... Not go by the other kfarim. So the Rambam writes, Beferish, and it was all the period. Bezal Chatev Vav. Usser, Lekoin, Listami, Lameis, Afilu, Be'eshim, and Tami, Lekrovav. The Rambam writes, it's Usser. It's like a Dechuya. And Lamaisa, the Gemara is a Shaila, whether it's the Yeraisa, or it's the Rabbanon. But... The bottom line is that it is usur, okay? Even when he's actually touching his own base, okay? But that's the Rambam Shita. It's definitely usur. And the Ramban and the Tais and the Rush hold the luchas like a tarfon, that the day that a coin's metam lekrovo, if he touches another base, you're chayiv. So you're not allowed to do that, lemaisa, even after you've stopped touching your father. But while you're touching your father, it's mutter. Rambam says while you're touching your father, it's still usur. So that's why we bury the Kohanim at the edge of the cemetery in order not to, they should be, after they finish the Levaya, you don't want them walking what, by other Kfarim. This is what the Darki and Maisha writes in Sifkon Gimel Pi the Ramban. Shim Kohen, Shinitma, Lekrovo, Roa, Shish, Mesacher, Shin Sham, Kedei, Mita, Vekovrel. Let's say there's not enough guys helping. Harze Yatame, Achi Yikiu, Kedei, Mata, Vekovrel. He says, you can help him, Allah, Lamaisa. You can help him. Lamaisa, if there's no one around, so he actually says the Dark Moshe, I'll be the Ramban, that Lamaisa, you would be okay, Lamaisa, in such a case, that while you're being metamit to your own mace, you could help out other people, Lamaisa. Okay? As long as you're being osik. Once you stop, then it's a problem. And then the third sheet is the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Allah chazak ebekiva, that beyom the kohen is metame al proivoi, Allah lemais, if he's metame gam lemais akar, he's potter. Therefore, it's mutter for a kohen who's bearing his mitzvah by the sakfaris, even if you hold that it's only the Rabbanon, but we have covered every reason to talk to the Rabbanon. If he needs to help out, it's mutter lemais, beyom shekohen tint ma'akrova, who imhu nitma gam lemais akar potter. So it seems, Lomaisa, from the Rabbeinu Tam, that you're definitely not chayiv. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber holds like a Rambam. It's usher no matter what. It's usher no matter what for a kohen mitame to mason. They're not as krovim, even when you're holding on, Lomaisa, and touching. So that's why you should make the kohanim buried the bed sof bez akvar. So the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that tafke after you stopped dealing with your own mace. But once you're dealing with the mace, you could do it's mutul disamis la'acheri. Okay, so that's the din. Allah Almighty, Rabbi Natan is most meikel lemaisa, and he says lemaisa your potter, and it'd be mutter lemaisa to cover his mezbech akvaris. Allah lemaisa. Okay, that's what the Rabbi Natan seems to say. You always will be potter. Says it the Feirush. Okay. Last tikkun I want to get, and then I want to finish up with Mixion Kikulo, and then we'll say something on the parsha. You know, in Sif Tes and in Simon Shinai and Gimel, it talks about a kohen being metame for someone that's missing a limb. Let's say one of his relatives was missing a limb. So even in Etzem Kisoira, so he's missing even Etzem Kisoira. So the Ramban, it's based on the Gemara Nazrim and Gimel and Beis, and the Ramban and the Ramban and the Rosh say he cannot. The only time a kohen can be metame is when his father is Shalem. We pass like Rav Suk, Rav Chista there, and Mem Gimel and Beis and Nazrim. And the Rif, the Rive, the Miri say no. Halacha lemaisa, dafkar achar shekfar nitma kodem al niso. We pass like a beauty in the sugya, okay? Dafkar achar shekfar nitma kodem al nisoso. So we pass him like Reb Yehuda, and lemaisa, Reb Yehuda is of the opinion that you are able to be metame for an Avram in a mace. Halacha lemaisa, okay? And the Rosh actually asks on the Rif. A bunch of kashas, Lomaisa. Why do you pass like Reb Yehuda? Is a yachid against Reb Yeshua ben Elisha and Arbiskanim? You know, why do you pass against the story? The Gemara had a story where Lomaisa, you were not supposed to. Why do you pass against the Amoraim? Halakha Basrayasu. We always go like the later. And number four, why was he in Machr? It's a Shaila di Raisa. So the Rosh has many kashas why you're Mekel. And the Mechaber echoes that. And we pass like the Rambam that a coin cannot be Mitame. To an Aver Minachai from the father, not from a bone. And also Malakat Atzomos, he cannot be Mitame, even though the skeleton is what? When you're Malakat Atzomos, you cannot be Mitame for them either, even though the skeleton is intact. Okay. Now, when can a Kohen not be Mitame the Krovo? Because the mace is not Sholem. So it's interesting. The Ramban and the Rosh say if a hand got cut off, Bechayiv is Nitmalov. He lost his arm and then he dies. That's fine. He can be metame. We feel it's terrible that he lost his arm, but when he died, he lost the arm when he was alive. He lived many years after that, and then he dies. Allah Almighty, you can be metame. But if the hand got cut off after death, then you're not metame. That's the Ramban of the Rosh. And Reb Shmuel Mi'avira, quoted by the Kovo, says, if the Karov is missing anything, I don't care when it was Nechzar, even if he was killed, you're never metame. And Reb Chiyo, quoted in the Kovo, says, when the karov is missing an aver, the aver is, you know, you can't live without that aver. Let's say the karov would die, then lemaisa, you cannot be metame. So if you're missing something that was, you know, critical for him to live, essential, then without that, you're not metame. So how do we paskin? So the mechaber paskins, halacha lemaisa, if you're missing anything, you're not metame lo. If yesh mishomer, that's only if it's chasur achar misa. Chasur min hamechayiv, and he dies, then it's okay. So the Ramah paskins like Rav Shimon Mi'avira. He says you never are ainu matame laharog the mikre chasur v'nochel lahachmer. So Rav Avadia held like the Ramban. Rav Avadia held that lemaisa was after misa, then it's a problem. But if he lost something b'chayev the operation and then he died, it's mutter. If he had to have a leg amputated, God forbid, and then he died, you would be matame long, and that's what he says. Halacha lemaisa. In the Ha'aris there, in Reb Avadia there, he points out in Ha'ara Chavav, even though the Shekhanah quotes from Ramban, Yesh Mishomer, the Lachas like them, because we have a cloud that the Das Maran lifts up Yesh Mishomer, he possibly Yesh Mishomer, Kosher Lachasu Bistamad, Dar Shkokim Bobefer. As long as he didn't write anyone, as long as he didn't say anyone argues Beferish, so then the Yesh Mishomer he will hold like Halacha L'maisa. Okay, what happens if someone had a something internally lost something? Let's say a kidney was taken out. He had one kidney, and then he died with one kidney. Could a kohen be metame for that? So the Sitz Eliezer and Reb Moshe claim that as long as it's not Nikolayan, you don't know if he only had one kidney. It's mutter metame alav. That's what Reb Avadia writes. But in the Reb Menashe Klein, in the Chuvah's Mishnah Halachas, he cholek, and he says you should be machmir. And the kohen should not be metame la'adam sh'asalo nituach la'achar misa, and they took out an internal organ. Okay? So if they turned out an internal organ after death, he says the chisar v'fnim is like chasar. So he's talking after death. So Reb Moshe and the Sitz Eliezer also must be talking about, did he just come right now? Can you have him come in? Reb Moshe? Okay? They have to be talking about where it was removed after death. Shalom Aleichem. Let's give a round of applause to Mr. Amoshi. You did a great job. Always out of time. Delicious food. We're very appreciative and grateful.
Thank you.
Should give you a lot of brachah v'atzlocha. Okay. Okay, let's finish up, guys. So again, this machlokes is where the kidney is taken out after death. Okay? If a guy died and only had one kidney, then for sure you could be betamed. Talking about after death. In fact, it's interesting. Reb Menashe Klein says he met Reb Moshe, and he told him over what he held, and Reb Moshe admitted to him. Reb Moshe admitted to him, and he said, "I think you're right." She can you talk to Sifro Ayakar? Says you fix it. Vashri Ador Shekadol Nishmanu L'Ketanu. He said, "Lemaisa that Halacha Lemaisa, you should what? You should." He said he was chozerbo. It seemed that's what he quotes here. So not only taking is a nivel amaze, taking out the organ, not even getting into the whole topic, if you hold it saucer, there's also an issue for a coin to metamel amaze. Okay, let's finish up with Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. I know Yehuda spoke about it in Chaburah very nicely. There's some Nikudas I wanted to add on and make sure that we get it. That was in Simon Shin Sadi. Hey, okay, is the simon on Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. It's interesting that the Rav Zatzal has basically two hagdaras. Rav Shechter writes this up in his Sefer in Simon Yud Zayin and Ikvei Atzon. And we assume that all the dinim of Avelis are noeg on Tisha B'Av. Halacha L'maisa. So, generally, by Shiva and Shloshim, we say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Why? Because they're days. Shmuel Rechoka, we said, is Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Why do we say the same thing by Tisha B'Av? Why by Tisha B'Av you got to sit the whole day? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in Nazir Hamad Beis quotes from the Rame Pano, says, why don't you say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo by Shabbos and Yontif? So he gives the following answer. I want you to get it. Only by Tumah V'Avelis do you say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, because they're kind of like negative things. You want to diminish them. But by Inyani Kedush and Simcha, we don't want to diminish that. Fakir, we want to be Mosav Michal HaKodesh. That's why it says, Malei Shvua Zos. Fill up the Shvua of Sheva Brachas. B'yotzim Engel says, that's a Pella. The Gemara says, Mixiyom Kekula by Naziris. Naziris is Kedusha. Kadosh Yiyah. No. And still the Gemara says, another Mixiyom Kekula. So you see the Gemara says, Mixiyom Kekula by something that's positive, Kedusha. So Maishto Shabbos and Yontem Naziris. So the Rav had this Hagdara that Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is only said on a malos. What is a malos? Something you superimpose on the calendar. Avelis is a personal thing you superimpose on the calendar. Shabbos and Yontem is built in the calendar. So you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo on something that's built in. Something you superimpose on the calendar, like Inyanim of Zava or Avelis, that's when you say what Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Tisha B'Av. What is Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av L'maisa is built into the calendar. It's built into the calendar. So since it's built into the calendar, it's a Yom Miyuchad L'Luach, you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. You only say it on something you superimpose. So it comes out, L'maisa, that, interesting, that why is it, L'maisa, why is it by Shmuel Rechoka, there seems to be a steer in the Mechaber. In Shin Sariyei Sif Aleph, he says, we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo on the night, last night of Shiva. Yes? Because we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo B'Layla. If we have time, we'll get to that sheet in Rishonim. But in Siv Beis, by Shmuel Rechoka, it does work B'Layla. Remember we learned that? Shmuel Rechoka, you do a B'Layla? Remember we had two plays where we said Mitzvah Yom Kekulo by the Malacha case and also by what Shmuel Rechoka. So what's going on? It's a steer from Sif Aleph to Siv Beis. Classical last day of Shiva, you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo B'Layla, but Shmuel Rechoka, you do. So the Rav wanted to say, very interesting Kiddush, that Shmuel Rechok is not based on Miksim Kekulo. It's not that it's a day and it chiseled down to an hour. It's only an hour. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Poshim Shadim Mechaber. Shmuel Rechok B'Layla came into Sagi B'Sha'achas. Sagi Afila B'Layla. Why is that difficult, guys? I thought that was fair. It's against the Gemara. Doesn't Gemara say Shema Minat Plus? Remember the story? What does it say, Shema Minat Klos, on Moikon Chafim Beis? Shmuel Rechok is one day, Shema Minat Mitzvah Kekulo, so it says Beferish, they're two separate halachas. It's one day, and then you chisel it down, Mitzvah Kekulo, so the Rav's trap is very, very difficult. Seems like it's against the Gemara. Fits in the Lashon of the Mechaber, but it's against the Gemara. So the bottom line is, Poshub Shat is that, you have to say, Poshub Shat is that there's a big difference, Lamaisa. We don't count, you know, Mixum Kekula B'Layla. You need a Sphere B'Yomama, Bina. We need a Sphere B'Yom. And you need a Sphere B'Yom. And Lamaisa, since you need a Sphere B'Yom, we don't say Mixum Kekula on the Layel Akron the Shiva. Whereas there's no minion, there's no Sphere by Shmuel Rechoker. There's no sphere at all. So if there's no sphere by Shmuel Rechoka, then Lamaisa, we could say Mixium Kekulo, it's not considered to be a problem. Now, let's just point out the halachas. So we say Shiva, we say Mixium Kekulo on Shiva, and we say Vashloshim, because those are days. But on Yud Beis Chodesh, we don't say Mixium Kekulo. You have to do the whole day. You don't say mix sachodesh, kechodesh. Okay? So the 12 months, you have to have the whole what? You have to have the whole year. Al pidin. That's in Shin Sadi Hei Sif Gimel. Let's get that. He says on the last day, you don't say mix yom kekulo. You have to do the whole day. Someone died, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you got to do the whole of Adar. And the Shach says, because you don't say Mixum Kulu after 12 for 12 months. You need a complete 12 months. It's not Shad, it's a Mixa Chodesh Kekulu. The Rabbaz, though, argues, Piskechu Sifkan Beis, I want you to get it, he's Meikel, says Mixum Kulu af Pisium 12 months. I don't think we hold like that, even though Halakha gets me a Meikel B'Avol, I think the minute is to wait the whole day. In fact, we didn't discuss this yet, but the day that the father and mother died, some are Mosif Od Yom. Shemesh Bo'avivimo, to be knowing the din of Yud Beis Chodesh. All the availus of Yud Beis Chodesh, Lamaisa, were knowing on the what Yortzeit day. That's what the Ramah writes, Lamaisa here, in the Taz says. The novel says Kaddish, he fasts, and we're knowing the din of availus of Yud Beis Chodesh. And the Shach says, if it comes out on Shabbos, even if it comes out on Shabbos, Yesh Luna called din of Yud Beis Chodesh. So you shouldn't go to a Kiddush or whatever. The Bach and the Shach say, if it's a leap year, so then you don't have to do 13 months, you just do the 12 months, and that's it. You only say Kaddish for 11 months, and we didn't mention this so far this summer, so let's get it in. The Iker is davening for the Omer. It's more important than saying Kaddish. The Iker is davening for the Omer. Rosheka points out in the Sefer, based on the Ramah, it's even more important. In Broyers used to only let one guy say Kaddish. Our meaning in the Ashkenaz is everyone says Kaddish, but the Iker is the davening for the Omer. So you do 12 months of mourning. The Taz says every year you should be knowing 12 months Velus on the what, even on a leap year for the Yortzeit, Halacha L'maisa. And the dark emotions. Zifkon Gimel writes here, b'shem the Kobo, b'shem the Ritzgeis, that when the 12 months end, the meaning is to have sweet oil and to shampoo one's head after the davening. But the Gedol HaAchronim say we don't do that nowadays. Halacha L'maaseh. So it's an interesting din. Okay? So we had Shivan Shloshim, you're going to say it. Now, Rav Schechter comes out with a beautiful Hesber. Because remember what his Hesber was? Shiva is what? What is Shiva? Shiva is Nivul Harbeh, right? What is Kiyuv Shloshim? Nivul B'miksas. And what is what? What is Yud Beis Chodesh? Just abstentions, right? All it is abstentions, Yud Beis Chodesh. So, in order to say Miksim Kakulo, you need a Nihuk. So I want you to get to these two Agdaras. Number one, it has to be imposing on the Luach, the same Miksim Kakulo. And number two, you need a Nihuk on it. Shnemesar Chodesh, there's no Nihuk. So on Shivan Shloshim, there is a Nihuk, so you can say Miksim Kakulo is what to say on it. But since they're just abstentions, Shnemesar Chodesh, it's not considered to lend itself to Miksim Kakulo. So that's a Svara for that, Halacha L'maaseh. There is a Shita L'maaseh of Rabbeinu Tam that says, I'm sorry, and do you say it Belial or not? And L'maaseh, the Rabbeinu Tam said, B'shas Adchak, you can take a Rechitza Belial. He does hold Miksim Kakulo Belial. The Rivam, the Rosh Maram, say only from Nates. Laila, you don't say it. And the Rabban said, Miksis Laila, some of the night is considered to be good. So as we said, we don't, and we possibly have been in Ruchim, we waited until the Avelim L'maaseh, you wait until the Avelim leave, that's when you end up, you know, with the Shiva, Halacha L'maaseh. So the bottom line is that the Rivam and the Rosh say Miksalayla is not considered good. The Ramban says Miksalayla is good. And the Maram in Rutenberg says Miksalayla is not good at all. You need Yamim Shalem. And Miksalayla is never good, except by Shmuel Rechoka. And we pass on like the Maram, that Lila is never considered to be Miksum Kakulo, except by Shmuel Rechoka. Okay, that's Legabe Shimon. And it's interesting also, the Zichron Yitzchak in Perek Lamed Amud Reish Tet Zayin says, on the last day of Shiva after Shacharis, you say Tzidik Adin. I haven't seen that minig done. And the Mekimis Avelim, they get up, Ronim Lehem, Lo Yavo, O Shimsheikh, there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lo Yavo, O Shimsheikh, Rech, Lo Yasef, Kashem Yelach, Or Olam, Shamu Yavei Avlech. You say this Pasuk, it's like a bracha to them, they shall only have good things, L'mais in the future. Okay, let's close with something from the Parsha. And I want to, again, recommend highly you guys have in the next few